Hi everyone, my name is Peace.
This is Yvonne, and you're listening to the Vulnerability Podcast, where we share everything that makes Peace and I
unapologetically human. Listen and enjoy. Hello everyone, you're welcome to the Vulnerability Podcast with Yvonne and Peace. On here we explore everything that makes us unapologetically human. On today's episode, episode 9, we are going to be talking about adult friendships, and Yvonne is going to be starting with an amazing story, I think. But yeah, over to you.
Okay. Hi everyone. Okay.
I was going to ask, do you guys miss us? From when you listen to this, it'll probably be like 2 months since the last episode.
Yeah.
You know, you should let us know if you do. We sort of missed you too.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's a very pre-calculated story, but I do know that a huge part of my adult life has been about trying to navigate relationships with people, especially friendships, because you pretty much can't live solo. And at every point in my life, I have found that I'm gaining new friends and I'm losing friends. And if there's anything that I do very well, I think we talked about this in mental health episode, is that I am very quick to not keep friends in my life.
She said chief demoter and promoter of people. That's how she said it.
I'm very quick to not. It's a very small space that I have in me for friendships. But I think the real motivation for this is talking about where the boundaries and the thin lines between, or that describe loyalty between friends, right? So you know, I once had this friend whom I had a fallout with and obviously demoted. And I was, you know, I had to ask myself, where will my other friends stand? Would they recognize that, okay, I'm not chilling with this person anymore? And would they respect that boundary? So it's a very dicey thing to have. Adult friendships is not really something that I have entirely figured out. But I know that right now I am winging it largely and respecting myself along the way. But yeah, so that's, like I said, the story isn't very pre-calculated. So I'm going to ask you, Peace, have you been in a situation before where you had to pick sides over two friends who split up?
That's a very good question. Mm-hmm. I have. I remember this story. So it was my friend and her ex. So while they were dating, we sort of became friends, right? So I remember them breaking up, and a friend went to hang out, and I asked, I'm like, hey, this person wants to hang out, so do you mind? What do you think? Tell me, let me know. And my friend's like, oh no, it's fine. This person's going through a lot right now, so the person needs a friend. So
he went, it's always going to be fine, you know.
So
that,
wait,
right?
Now, I've made my mistake, I've learned from it, but let me tell you the story. So I was like, okay, are you sure? My friend said, yeah, okay. So I went to the ex. I was sure, let's hang out. I mean, just hang out. So let's go see a movie. Now, they were supposed to see a movie. It was in Benin. So we went to Kada Plaza. Coincidentally.
It's very specific.
So anyway, so I got there. And I got there before the ex, right? And coincidentally, I saw my friend there. I was like, yo, this person is coming. You remember that hangout that you just gave me permission for, quote unquote? And then my friend goes, I don't want to see this person. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I don't want to see this person. But I got there first. So I was like, oh my god, so what do I do? Do I call and cancel now? Like, it was just a very awkward moment. So for like 2 minutes I was there hoping that maybe the person called me and said, oh, something happened, I had an accident or something.
Really?
Yeah, because
really? You wanted your friend to
funny,
have an
funny thing was, I asked my friend, what movie are you seeing? And it was the exact same movie. So what was going to happen? And then this person called and I was like, oh, I'm downstairs. I'm climbing up. And I ran. I'm like, no. So, I mean, the way I ended up there was, you know, ended up going to the car.
Did you tell her that the other
person was there? I'm like, and he can't walk. Yeah. It's just, it will be awkward for you guys. I didn't say that my friend doesn't want to see you. It was just, I found a way to.
Yeah.
But the thing was, we ended up not seeing the movie. All right, we waited in the car till the time for the next slot, right? And then after that, I was like, okay, that was super awkward. So there's no way it's going to work. I can't be friends with this person. Like, I want to, quote unquote, be there for you because we sort of, you know, developed a relationship while you were dating my friend. But just look at how awkward that was and how much anxiety he gave to me at that point. And I'm like, no, and it wasn't that it was super toxic, for instance. It was just a two people are done. I'm in the middle. I can't bring them together. Okay, I have to stick with my friend over anybody else.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's not even just a friend. So a similar situation happened to me, but with family. A cousin whose girlfriend became my friend, and then another friend of mine liked my cousin. So as a result, it became too complex, and my cousin's girlfriend definitely didn't like the other girl. I had to tell the other girl that I have to peek, you know, like, so it's a very, so even when I found it also happen when I have a close friend and some random person hurts me. It doesn't even have to be another friend who hurt me. It could be a colleague I used to work with. It could be some very random person hurts me. And then tomorrow, my close friend starts becoming friends with that random person who hurt me. Like, it's a very, for me, that's like the most difficult thing about adult friendships, because we are very busy people.
That's a big part of loyalty.
Yeah.
If I'm your friend, I'm your friend. Anybody else that comes in your way,
exactly,
tell them to get out.
There's very little energy and space that adults have to even cultivate friendships. So, like, there just has to be loyalty within the small friendships that you have. But moving from loyalty, what about communication? Peace, do you have any...
Why are you turning back at me now?
I mean, I started with the first one now, so just continue with this. So, what is communication like between you and your closest friends?
Context. Can you give me context?
In terms of checking up on each other as often as expected.
So, what is expected?
That's one. That's level one.
What is
And then
expected?
Level two is in terms of opening up and sharing.
Okay, so level one, how often do I communicate with my friends? So there's some close friends that I have, people who are very dear to my heart, that we don't speak every week or every day or every month. As somebody who is literally one of my favorite people in the world, and there's been times when 3 months we are not doing a hi, how are you, probably see each other's Instagram posts, I like it. But that's it. Nobody is actively checking up on each other. But there are other people who are also very dear to my heart that for some reason we talk often. And I realized that the difference between these two people, it's not a thing of how much you love them. It's really about your daily life, right? A lot of the friends that I speak to very often, I will check up on each other very often, is because our lives are very connected at the moment. It's either we are doing some kind of project or to work together, or is bouncing individual project ideas for each other together, or maybe we're in the same city. But for some reason, our lives are like very connected, so it's a lot easier. It's more, it just flows, right? Checking up on each other. But even in those relationships, I don't think that, especially because they're very, very carefully curated, nobody does a, oh, so you've not called me in 1 week.
Yeah.
You've not called me in 2 weeks. It's never a thing. It's just a thing of, hey, I just realized we haven't spoken in a week or two, or we haven't seen this month. Let's hang out. Let's go for lunch or something. But there's no expectation that it has to be, there's no calendar. There's no timetable. Mm. That if I don't speak to this person, I don't check up on this person, then for some reason we're no longer friends. Mm-hmm. Right? And I think that's how adult relationships should be, because we're all so busy with our lives. And sometimes you get so consumed with everything that you're doing and you're not thinking about the 2-3 other friends that you have. I mean, it's also family to think about there. So that's certainly a
thing
for
me. Get into level 2, let me say something about level 1. So a friend calls me today, and to be honest, I haven't spoken to him in 8 months, and the conversation was still, nobody said, why haven't you called me since?
Jiget, like, let's just Jiget. Catch up, like, but meet this, somewhere.
Exactly. And you know, this is someone who called me and told me, hey, so-and-so company is looking for this. You're the perfect person for this. I want to put in word. And like, and we even went from that and started gisting about someone he's seen. So it was, nobody cares that we're very too busy people, and I don't think that the effort to over-expect should be there, or over-expecting should be there in friendships generally. Yeah. However, I think that it's important to also understand the kind of person you're friends with.
True.
To be intentional about understanding their own expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know that there is someone that you're friends with that does not, that wants you to constantly check up on them, and you know you don't have the bandwidth, don't even bother being friends with that person. Mm. Well, I wouldn't. I don't know if I'm going to advise that, but I wouldn't. I mean, I've been in situations
where, do what works for you.
Yeah, I've been in situations where I mean, there were very demanding people in my life at that point, and they were just friends. And I was like, this is taking too much of my energy, and I don't think I am supposed to be giving this much energy into this friendship that we have. Mm-hmm. And I called it off. But again, like, some people are fine with keeping those kind of friends.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, it's what works for you, what works for the 2 people, 3 people involved in that relationship, in that friendship or whatever. How important is this person to you?
Mm-hmm.
It's just there's lots of questions you have to ask for yourself before you decide that I want to cut somebody off, or I want to make extra efforts or increase my bandwidth to accommodate this person. Mm-hmm. But really, do what works for you. It shouldn't be a pressure thing. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't. And then when you decide I want to do this, I want to cut someone off, or I want to be more deliberate and give more of my time to this person, it should be something that you don't feel bad about doing. That's another thing, right? Some people are going to be like, I'm trying to be a good person, so I won't cut this person off. I'll try to give more of my time. But every time you have to give that time, you're rolling your eyes and hating the fact that you have to do it. So no, I mean, you shouldn't come with that sort of anxiety or that sort of pressure. But if it works for you, it works for you, and that's fine.
Yeah.
So for level 2, vulnerability and sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that for the people who really matter to me, and I can count them in one hand, a large part of our relationship is built on vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And vulnerability has many parts to it. It's trust, the fact that I can trust you enough to share with you, you can trust me enough to share with me. There's loyalty, that the fact that I can trust you, it makes being loyal to you for the long haul easier.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's understanding that I get this person. There's also acceptance, which is there's some things about my friends that I most times don't get. Mm-hmm. There's some things about me that they don't understand. They probably might never understand, but they accept me anyway. Mm-hmm. Because I trust them enough to really show them those parts of me, and they love me enough also to be like, whether I understand it or not, whether I can relate 100% to it or not, I would still accept you for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
All those things together, it's wrapped up inside of vulnerability for me. So it's like, it's literally the biggest part of all my friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know it. I was thinking about it last week. I wasn't able to pinpoint that it was vulnerability, and it was such a big deal until maybe like last week or a few weeks ago. Last week, actually. And I was like, I was trying to connect. I have very key people in my life right now, and I was just thinking about how friendship has grown over time. In December, I wrote letters to some of my friends and just say, hey guys, hey this person, I love you, I support you, thank you for being there for me. Just really wrote very vulnerable letters. And then going back to those things and just realizing that a lot of these friendships that are so amazing and so dear to my heart now are things that have evolved. Like where we met a year ago, 2 years ago, 4 years ago for some of us, 6 years ago for some, it wasn't like this. But with time, we've grown, gone to our different paths. Some people are married to kids. We've had issues. We've forgiven each other. We've learned stuff as friends, as individuals. But as we grow, I'm realizing that we are even becoming more vulnerable. There are things now that maybe a year or two ago, I would still want to keep to myself. But when I look at the journey with some of my friends, it's easier to talk to them about distance, and it just clicks. And every time we share, I share, they share, there's always this closeness. You know, it's like for every time you share something deep, you get closer with the person that you share with. So, I mean, it's literally now the most important part of my relationships. And even for new friendships, I'm realizing that it's also a criteria for me. I start asking myself, this person who I'm allowing into my life, can I share with them? Can I be vulnerable with them? Will I allow them see me, like really see me, if they are vulnerable? Would I trust them enough to be loyal? Would I love them enough to accept them, even if I don't understand some things about them? So it's a corner for me, because again, what are relationships if we can't see each other, and if we don't get each other, and if we don't accept each other even when we are not always at par?
I think the only thing I wanted to say about that is I don't know, when I think about it in my own perspective, I don't know. Everything you said is 100, absolutely. I don't know, though, that those decisions can be made ahead of a relationship. Largely because of something important that you said as well, which is evolution and people evolving and friendships evolving as well. On my own part, it's been very difficult for me to keep friendships.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe because I've moved around a lot in my life. I've moved around a lot.
When you say you find it hard to keep friendships, is it the level of closeness or just cutting off people entirely?
I think cutting off people entirely is very easy for me.
Yikes.
And
sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's TVP. cutting off people is very easy for me. And I have the capacity to be intense within the period of time that I want to be. And so, have I experienced communication? I think generally these days, what I do is, the first step to that level of friendship starts with me. I think it does. So when I meet people that I fancy, or that I fancy in a way that, oh, I think we can be friends, I am not afraid to show myself. I'm not afraid to allow myself be seen. So the moment I allow myself be seen, if you're able to reciprocate that, then we can move forward.
In that time.
Exactly. If you're able to, I'm not afraid of being vulnerable in a way that I know that I can match and balance. And then it's the person's ability to reciprocate that, to show who they really are as well, that can set the tone for what that friendship is going to be like, especially the communication part, the sharing part. When I'm done with that, I'm done. So I can't really, I mean, sometimes when I hear people say, oh my God, this person's been my friend for like 6 years, like, oh wow, sounds amazing. I envy that kind of relationship that people have built over time, because at every stage in my life, there is something I'm focused on that it's just, it's always, it's never been, it's either I'm moving to a new city or I'm trying to understand something important in my life at a point that these other I can't really carry other people along. So it's only, I think, maybe just two people that have somehow lingered in my life for you.
And so that's
for
something.
Some reason.
That's something?
Yeah. What?
Did I say that's something?
Yeah. Yeah, so that is my own way of approaching this whole adult relationship thing.
So I don't think that.
So yeah, but sharing, communication, vulnerability, 100. But I still share to the level that I am comfortable sharing.
Of course.
Within the boundaries of that particular relationship and friendship.
Like I said,
As you
evolve, mm-hmm. it becomes easier or harder depending on where that relationship
is
going. But
there's something else that's very important. So that's something you said about. So I. I'm sorry.
How's it doing?
It's just like that thought just entered my head really quickly. So many people listening may disagree with me,
it's fine. Yeah.
But this is how I feel about it. So with friendships, I remember one particular, like I was having this conversation last week. There's someone that wanted us to have drinks, and I thought, okay, cool. I mean, this friendship could work. But I said, I turned back and said, no, I don't want to have drinks. And that was because there was something about her life that I didn't like. Or not like it. There was something about her life that I didn't quite accept. Right. So it's like... So there are certain friends that I have that have traits that I can ignore. And like, okay, this doesn't really matter. What matters is... their loyalty, their this, their that, all of that. But then there are some other traits that I can't really ignore. So this is just me thinking about what you said about acceptance.
I feel like I still
handle my friendships the same way I handle my relationships.
I mean,
so I'm like, if there are things that I can't really deal with, I will not accept it in a friend.
A lot of people gravitate towards their kind. Your kind is not a replica of you.
Yeah.
So there are always going to be things that are similar or can cohabit.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a different trait than my trait. But when we are in the same space or in a friendship or relationship, it sort of works, right? So you would gravitate towards your kind. So in that space of we are... there are things that bound us together mm-hmm. that also make our friendship or relationship work.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that they're still... how do I explain this? So what I'm trying to say is I think it's okay to filter the kind of people who you're allowing to your inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. So when you say there are traits that you can't just have,
yeah.
in my head I'm like, oh, that's fine. If it doesn't work for you, your values, blah, 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 that it shouldn't be something you have to apologize for.
Mm.
Right? I always say this, that it's okay for people to want what they want. It's never always nice, but it's okay. So if it doesn't fit all those things that are core to you and super important to you, then there shouldn't be something you should apologize for.
Mm.
But there's going to be certain people who will not be 100%, who might be 100% on their own, but it's not a replica of you and your values and your traits,
mm-hmm.
but it would be easy for you to accept them because they somehow fit in, right? That's the acceptance. So there are things about them that I probably still want to slap you sometimes when you do it, but at the end of the day, we fit.
Mm.
So it's okay. It's not toxic. It's okay. We can cohabit.
Yeah.
And I mean cohabit. I'm not talking about living together.
We can coexist.
Exactly. Coexist is the word. Yes. Thank you. That's kind of what I mean about acceptance. And
yeah.
I was going to say something while you're talking that.
Oh, okay.
I was saying this, you know, Sunday to a few people that... so someone was talking and she was like, they're friends that I have, but it feels like I've grown above them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I meet them, they just want to like play, but I want to be serious.
Mm.
But I'm feeling distant from them. I don't know, if I let them go, it would feel like somehow. And I was like, yo, man, I 100% believe that it is very okay to let people go. It's totally okay. I mean, not all friendships or relationships have to blossom into something beautiful, quote unquote. Not everything has to last a lifetime or a year or 2 years. Some can be a month and it's fine. And then somebody said, people need to understand that, I don't forget this thing because it's one of those motivational quotes, that people come to your life for three reasons. They come for a reason, for a season, for a lifetime. And I'm like, well, yeah, if you look at it like that, it's going to be a lot easier to cut off people when it's time for them to go. There's the one thing I never want to do is to actively try to be in a relationship or friendship with someone who is feeling like it's time, right? Or me feeling like, I really don't want you, block me everywhere, and the person is feeling like, oh no, I still want to try. It's something that I think everybody needs to put in their back of, in back of their minds, that friendships end the way relationships end, and it is totally okay. It doesn't make anybody the bad person in the picture. It's just people moving, and at some point some people turn left, some people turn right. We go the same right, but it's not the same house we end up entering at the same time. It's just life, and it's totally
okay.
And
it's even fine if you just realize that your values have changed. I mean, when I said that, I cut people off a lot. 80% of the reasons behind that is my values are constantly changing and moving towards being a lot more progressive. And sometimes it doesn't mean that that person's own values are bad. You know, it just means that there is no alignment anymore. And having that person in your space can influence things.
Alignment as well.
Can influence things that you don't want to see in yourself. Remember, you're a product of the things you hear, a product of the things you see, you take in, you internalize, you take in. So the people you hang around really matter. That's what I think.
I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like we're all learning this thing called life. Some people have ended relationships in terrible ways, burnt bridges. Some people have ended friendships in terrible ways, they burnt bridges. Some people have a thing for, you know, being able to do it nicely enough that even when we see in 5 years, we can still see her, nobody wants to stab each other. But at the end of the day, we're all just learning, and as we meet people and relate with people, we are definitely going to make a few mistakes. We're going to chop some L's, we're going to match some lines. It's just okay to cut ourselves some slack and realize that at the end of the day, everybody's just trying to figure things out. If friendship, as long as, like Yvonne said when she was saying that she knows how to be like very intense, I think that's where I am now, that as long as for that time being, even if it was just a week, maybe we just met in one place and it would just click, I would just gist. You know how some friends are like that, you just gist, go out, and then after like a month you realize, oh, I have not spoken to that person in a while. It was just like a week friendship. Even if it's that short time or the longer time, have fun, enjoy, be vulnerable, be as vulnerable as you can be, because again, discernment, you can't just give everything to everybody. Communicate as much as you can, and the person can accommodate the communication. So just do what works for you. That's where I am, whatever, just do what works for me, and don't crucify people when you do what works for them too. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast till the end. You know what we do afterwards, right? You write us an email at vulnerabilitypodcast@gmail.com. We have missed reading your stories since the last episode. So please write us, tell us about your friendships, relationships, just adulting and just having people in your life. We can't help it, except you're gonna live in a desert, child. So you can't help people always come into your life. Tell us how you've dealt with it so far, but please write us. Share the podcast to as many people as you can, and stay tuned for episode 10, the last episode of the season. Peace out. Yvonne out too.